from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Cessation of hostilities on verge of collapse, according to Syrian rebels. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians who've been battling to unseat Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for 5 years say the cessation of hostilities brokered by the U.S. and Russia in February is on the verge of collapse, and they're readying for a regime offensive on Aleppo. Anti-Assad activists say they've recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and the Russian forces over the past 48 hours, with nearly 100 people, including 7 children and 5 women, killed in government airstrikes. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing for a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo has been divided into occupation zones since 2012. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura, meeting today with Syria's foreign minister, says the peace is fragile, but so far it's still there.
And last but not least, we did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities, which is, as you know, fragile, but is there, and we need to make sure that it continues to be sustained.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told reporters Monday that U.S. President Barack Obama will likely ask for contributions to rebuild damaged areas of war-torn Iraq when he speaks with Gulf allies in Riyadh next week. Speaking aboard the USS Blue Ridge during a visit to India, Mr. Carter said repairing the destruction that has occurred in Iraq is necessary to making the eventual defeat of Islamic State stick. Secretary Carter said the low price of oil has also made things more difficult for the Iraqi government. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say 12 Army recruits were killed in a suicide bomb attack in the eastern city of Jalalabad Monday afternoon. Defense Ministry spokesman Dawlat Waziri said 26 other people were wounded in the blast. Waziri confirmed that initial reports that the attacker was on a motorized tricycle when he rammed into the bus, causing the explosives to detonate. John Kerry says he was deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city next month. Human Rights Watch has accused Israeli forces of using unnecessary force while arresting and interrogating Palestinian minors. A statement by the group also said that the arrests of children have increased dramatically since an outbreak of violence erupted in the region in October of 2015 that has left over 200 people dead. A U.S. Navy officer who was a naturalized citizen from Taiwan, is facing espionage and other charges for allegedly passing state secrets, possibly to China and Taiwan. A U.S. official speaking on conditions of anonymity identified the officer as Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin. According to a Navy article that profiled Lin in 2008, he left Taiwan at age 14 and lived in other countries and eventually came to the U.S. The next U.S. presidential primaries in the state of New York, VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders won big last week in Wisconsin, but face tough odds next week in New York, Donald Trump's home state.
It's great to be home. This is home.
And the state Hillary Clinton once represented as a senator.
Whoa! Hello, Sunset Park! Hello, Brooklyn!
With time dwindling to overtake the frontrunners in the delegate count, challengers are waging battles of perception. Sanders insists he retains a path to the nomination.
If we can win here, it absolutely opens the door to a path toward victory to the White House.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
More Americans said in a new survey released Monday that they would definitely vote or consider voting for Democrat Bernie Sanders than any other candidate left in the 2016 presidential race. Hillary Clinton, who leads Sanders in the Democratic race, ranks second. On the Republican side, Ted Cruz and John Kasich were leading the pack. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.